Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Welcome to Everyday Miracles. Thank you for tuning in for what is going to be an incredible, incredible show, because we have Colette Baron-Reed joining us today. And I know we were supposed to have Colette on a few weeks ago and it didn't turn out in the last moment, but she's going to be with us today and it's going to be a phenomenal conversation. Now, as most of you know, Colette is a very talented intuitive counselor. And I don't know if you've ever had the chance to see her live, but she really is amazing. I saw her at the I Can Do It conference put on by our friends over at Hay House back a few years ago now. And when you see her in action, it is incredible. Her ability to tune into people's energy is very astounding, really unlike anyone I've ever seen before. But more than that, you know, Colette is just such a firecracker. She's just such a people person. And people love to talk to her and relate to her. So we're looking forward to having her on the show today. And she's going to be discussing her latest book called The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life, which actually just came out, I think it was last week. And, you know, this book is already in the top 10 on Amazon.com. So isn't that something? It just came out. It's already in the top 10. People are buying it like crazy. And why is that? Because it's an incredible book. This is a powerful book that leads to powerful transformation. And later on in the show today, we will be giving away a copy of The Map to one lucky listener. And also later in the show, we're going to be taking your calls for Colette. So stay tuned for that. We'll be giving those numbers out later in the show. Now, if you want to find out about upcoming shows and our exciting guest lineup, sign up for the e-newsletter on my site, because as a subscriber, you're going to be the very first to find out about contests and giveaways, and there are some juicy ones coming up in the next couple of weeks. So just go to my website at www.CandaceMcClain.com. That's CandaceMcClain.com. And there's a sign up there right on the homepage. So go ahead, subscribe today and find out what we have going on and coming up. And last week was an amazing show. We had, of course, another intuitive on the show, and our caller lines were going absolutely crazy. We had James Von Prague on the show, and he was able to connect and give some readings to people, and I mean, our lines went crazy. Even on the feedback form, we had so many people writing in and wanting to connect. So I thank all of you for going ahead and doing that. It was great to hear from you. And we hope to have a lot of you calling in today as well. As always, we're going to open our minds to unlimited possibilities on the show. And really, there's no one better than Miss Colette Baron-Reed to do that with. She is a fellow Canadian girl just like me. She's actually from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And besides being a phenomenal intuitive counselor, Colette is also a best-selling Hay House author who she really helps others to connect with their own intuition and their potential. And most importantly, their purpose. And isn't that what we're all here to discover anyway? We want to feel purposeful. We want to feel purpose in our lives. And so Colette's written this amazing book called The Map, and it gives us the steps we need to take in order to do just that. And what I especially appreciate about this book is the fact that Colette goes to this place where she allows you to come up with your own journey and set your own map, set your own course. And she does that really using the imagination and using the subconscious mind. And as you know, I'm a hypnotherapist, so I do this kind of work with people. So what's great about it is no two people will ever have the same experience from reading this book, because she knows how to channel right in to your subconscious mind using your imagination to let you discover for yourself where you are in life, where you want to go, and charting that course to actually get there. So that's the lovely thing about the wonderful Colette Baron-Reed. She is a powerful, powerful motivational speaker, a very charismatic broadcast personality, and an acclaimed performer, storyteller, and a recording artist. A lot of people don't realize that she was actually a singer at one time and had a modest amount of success with that. But she's taken that area, she loves it so much, and turned it into creating meditation CDs instead. So Colette will be talking with us a little bit about that today as well. But Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Now, chances are you recall her first book, which is called Remembering the Future, The Path to Recovering Intuition, which practically became a bestseller overnight. And then there was her second book, which also did amazing, which was called Messages from Spirit, The Extraordinary Power of Oracles, Omens, and Signs. And as I mentioned at the top of the show there, her latest book that was just released is called The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life, in which Colette helps individuals understand where they are, how they got there, where they're heading, and how to live life to its fullest potential and meaningful purpose. Welcome to the show, Colette. Hi, Colette, are you there? Well, we're just having a bit of a problem connecting with Colette. So we'll be bringing her on in just a moment. We'll let Chris work out what's going on there. I'm really excited to have Colette on today. We want a lot of callers. So I'm going to go ahead and start giving you that number now. Don't call yet. We'll be taking calls a little later on, but I want to give you that number ahead of time. It is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And also, as I mentioned, we're going to be giving away a copy of The Map. So if you would like to be that lucky winner, just listen to the show. We're going to move to a quick break right now, and we're going to get Colette on the air. Thank you so much for listening in today, and we'll have Colette when we come back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hey, welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McClain, and if you're just tuning in, I have Colette Baron-Reed here with me, renowned intuitive counselor and best-selling author with us today, talking about her new book called The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life. Welcome to the show, Colette.
Oh, thank you for having me, and what an amazing day. I've got to tell you, I'm like so over the moon excited. My book is now number two, on Barnes number and Noble, two. Selling like crazy. I think, I'm about number 10 on Amazon. People are getting transformed by the book. They're really loving it. And, I'm like so over the moon excited by people's responses and how they're, you know, how they're really reviewing the book. I'm just like so excited I could cry.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And actually, right before the break, I was just saying to people, you know, when you read this book, no two people are going to have the same experience out of it. Just the way that you are having them use their imagination. And in essence, I mean, I'm a hypnotherapist, so I always talk about this, but connect with their subconscious mind to figure out where they are.
It is exactly what you're doing. And I know you do great work with this, too. So, and actually, I'm going to be training a lot of therapists, hypnotherapists, coaches in the Envision process as a means to work with your clients. So that's coming up in August at Miraval. But, you know, the subconscious is really the mind that tells us what our reality is going to be like. We believe that we are deciders, but we're really not. You know, we carry stories about our lives. We have narratives that we tell ourselves without even knowing that we're telling ourselves those stories. And those are the stories that really that lead our eyes to look for coherence in the outer world. And so, and we find ourselves very reactive. And I think right now, society in general, I think just the whole global awareness has created a tremendous amount of fear for everyone. I live in the States, so even though I'm a Canadian, and I've really noticed it down here, you know, you're always basically implied that there's some fear and you know, economic fear and this fear and that fear.
Yeah.
And there's some absolute things that have been happening, but we anticipate too much. And what this book teaches people how to do in a really great, fun, and magical way is to learn when they are, like when you ask three questions, where are you, when are you, and who are you listening to? And the when part is really key and crucial. So you recognize, oh my gosh, I'm reacting to something that is a past piece. Or I might be anticipating the future when I'm really not in this very moment right here and right now, where the magic is. The magic is in that moment. And this isn't new.
Yeah.
You know, Eckhart Tolle talked about it in his book, The Power of Now. You know, many people have spoken about mindfulness, Thich Nhat Hanh. I mean, this is This is just a different kind of twist on something that's being taught already. And I kind of, you know, I'm kind of ADD, right? So if it works for me, it'll work for anybody.
And one of the exercises I found really profound too is actually like the, I guess it was the Where Are You perhaps, where you talk about the landscape. And you kind of walk people through that. Can you actually just walk people through that right now? Because it was so powerful.
Exactly. Well, first let me just give the background to it and to why, and then I can take people through how, if you say, most of us, the whole idea of this book as well is to help people manage their emotions, right, so that they are in response as opposed to reaction. So let's actually do this with you. So let's just say you on the worst day, I would, and if there's a recurring pattern that you have, and here you are again, and you're feeling really anxious or whatever, I would say to you, instead of telling me that you're anxious, then there's no solution, right? You know, we have to find a way to manage anxiety. So I say, describe your emotional experience in metaphor, in landscape symbolism. So you might say, like, go ahead and you try it, actually.
Okay, so you want me to picture it?
Yeah, picture it and then say out loud what your feelings look like. Like when it just created, like you can just say, I used to feel like this a lot.
Well, what I see is, and I, maybe because I just have this landscape thing in my mind, is I see it's kind of like a blank canvas, and I'm aware that I've created things here before, but I've taken them out, and now I'm looking at it as a blank canvas, like what am I going to create here now?
So
that's where I feel I'm at.
So let's just say we're asking you to, well, then would you say then, that so that's great because you can talk about that as part of your environment, that you're looking at a blank canvas. But let's just say that we're looking at it from environmental terms, like, for example, mountains, streams. You know, could you look around and describe it as a place you inhabit? Are you in a meadow with a blank canvas? Is the canvas like a window that you can walk through? Do you see what I mean? It's like
to make it an
environment you inhabit, because we inhabit our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, intentions, especially our emotions, right? What would you be inhabiting at the moment?
It feels like a meadow that's very expansive.
Perfect. And is it green?
Yes.
What else is there?
Lots of green grass. And I don't see quite mountains, but it just seems to go on forever. So I see the sky and the meadow, you know, eventually joining as one far off in the distance in all directions.
So if you were to see that, then you see that this huge area of possibility. And you would say that would be peaceful and exciting at the same time, right?
Right.
So why we do this at all in the book, like, and it really, really is helpful when people are in a period of difficulty. So, for example, if somebody's anxious or they feel, you know, resentful, I could say to them, where are you right now? And they'll say, you know, I'm in a battleground. I'm going, well, do you want to be in this battleground? You know, like, what are you looking at? Oh, God, I'm looking at a battleground and it's raining. And I'm going, what would you normally do if you're in a battleground? It's raining. You don't want to be there. Well, I would find shelter. So the next steps of that is, okay, well, what would shelter look like for me? And then I would, then very quickly you can create a new environment for yourself to be in. And so that's the best use of this book, is to be able to not only chart where you've been, and for your, in your case, right, you know where you want to be, which is this beautiful, expansive place. Like today I'm having a great time. I'm on a Ferris wheel. I'm like going, woo! You know, and so, you know, but there are days when you need something to get out of yourself quickly, and that's what this book gives people, an ability to use their imagination and move away from troublesome environments and into pleasant ones, or into creative ones, into productive ones, into safe ones. And the other thing is, too, is once you look at your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs as an environment and describe it as an environment, you aren't it anymore. Are you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're an observer. And that immediately neutralizes everything.
Yeah.
So same thing too when you're over, like when you have a project, you want to create because people want to do things because they want an experience. Like they want things because they want the experience of having those things. They're not really necessarily looking at the thing itself. It's the experience. So this book tells you how to create an experience. an emotional experience that will then align you with the coherence, because, of course, the subconscious doesn't speak English, right?
Mm-hmm.
It speaks pictures.
Yeah, and because we think that we want certain things, and then isn't that why once we get them, it's like, oh, okay, well, that was no big deal, and then it's like what you have is now not enough again.
I know, and this really enables us to have a story of continuity. So because we experience our lives from experience to experience, and we don't want to keep repeating the same thing over and over again expecting a different result, which many of us do.
Yeah.
And so if we can see our lives as this incredible adventure, and I use the term magic because I believe that God is magic, spirit is magic, in the synchronicity is magical, and that we forget that there is magic. We think we have to logically analyze everything, that A plus B is always going to equal C, but it won't. Once in a while, it's going to equal G. And then we're going to meet, you know, and then something is just going to align up, and something even better than we could possibly have thought may be offered to us. But when we're so indentured to the idea that we have about what we want, we miss out on what's best for us a lot. So this way, we give ourselves permission to be explorers and to be map makers, you know, and to be able to, if we see this, and it's the easiest thing in the world to do, because we are using universal symbols that every human being on the planet, regardless of their culture, understands. And so the whole where are you, the when are you, and who are you listening to, which, you know, I blend in a lot of fairy tale and folk tale mechanisms in this book as well. So to make it less threatening for people, too, to look at their shadow. I mean, the whole of society right now is on a journey. We are all on the hero's journey. The biggest influence for this book were two things. One, the archetypal symbolism of Jungian psychology. I'm not a psychologist, by the way, but I've studied psychology along the way of doing readings for people because I find human nature so interesting, and I wanted to understand more about what I was doing. And The Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell, which many people have written about the hero of a thousand faces, the archetypes of persona. But nobody's talked about the archetype of place, you know, except the indigenous peoples, you know, whose entire worldview included the life of the environment that they were in and the symbolism of that. So what I put together was really a synthesis of a number of ideas, and the who are you listening to piece came, well, I think you know about my goblin work, right? Cause the first book I mentioned it, but this book, I believe everyone has a shadow, and we're all getting triggered right now. Every one of us is getting triggered by fear, because we're being fed to fear a lot, but because there really is, you know, there's the Earth is changing. We have too many people on the planet. We have, you know, raped and pillaged our environment. And guess what? You know, like, hey, yeah, there's some things to be scared about.
But how do you do that? How do you help people to find that courage to face their shadow? Because understandably, most people don't want to go there. I mean, it's painful. It's hard. They think by opening up to it, they'll subject themselves to heart-wrenching pain.
Nobody wants to feel pain, but they're feeling the hard pain of the fear when they could be feeling the soft pain of the healing. And there's two very, very different concepts of pain. We are all in pain right now. But the idea that we have a goblin rather than a shadow, because you can't really get rid of a shadow, and a shadow is kind of spooky and scary, and it's kind of something that follows you around everywhere anyway. And nobody really wants to look there. They just want to keep going and keep consuming. But the goblin came from the fairy tale Rumpelstiltskin. The basis of the fairy tale was, if you don't name the goblin, your firstborn will belong to him. And that's really the message of that folk tale, because we used to learn through oral teachings, through fairy tales and folk tales. That's how people taught their kids. So the idea, too, if we don't name our goblin, our internal goblin, you know, anything that we do is going to be owned by it, because it's going to affect us in some way. So I invite people to see a character that they can talk to. Not only is that unbelievably effective, but it also reminds us that we are not the goblin. When our shadow is active in us, we think that's the only thing that's real. Fear is when we feel fear, that's what we think is real. But when we are able to see it as a character that we can have a dialogue with, which the book teaches you how to do, you realize that, wait a minute, I'm not my goblin. The goblin is small.
That's right. It's separate.
I'm letting
from
it
me.
Run. I'm like, wait a second now. I'm letting this little Mucinex creature ride the bus of my life. All right.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to move to a break really quick here,
sure.
But when we come back, we're going to take your calls. We're going to find out more from Colette all about the goblin. I'm going to give you that number again now. It is 1-800-930-2819, and we're taking your calls for Colette when we come back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
And welcome back. You are listening to Everyday Miracles, and we have the talented Colette Baron-Reed with us. She's an intuitive counselor, best-selling author, radio host, recording artist, transformational speaker. I feel like I'm forgetting things. And again, we're going to be going to the phone line shortly. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819 to connect with Colette.
Okay, not yet, because today is a special day. I have just been informed. Today, you are going to be the caller on the line because it is your birthday today.
So,
you don't get to get a reading from me before, but you get to get one today. So I'm going to give you a little reading, and I'd love to, if you can tell me the name of your, the name that's on your birth certificate. I want to first do some ancient Hebrew numerology on your name, if you don't mind. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit what's going to come up for you this year, and then I'm going to do something else. So what's your name on your birth certificate?
Okay. Name is Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E.
Uh-huh.
Middle name Faye with an E on the end. McLean, M-C-L-E-A-N, is my married name. Did you need my maiden name?
No, I need the name on your birth certificate.
Okay, my birth certificate, the last name would be H-U-H-T-A. Huchta, Finnish girl.
Huchta. Oh, of course. I went to, well, wherever that is there. Let's say, oh, my gosh, interesting. Are you trying to get pregnant?
No.
How old are you?
Although what's interesting about that is, I was just talking about that recently, on the weekend,
well,
in fact.
Let me just tell you about this, okay, because this year you're giving birth to something. So here, let me just tell you this. You're in Chaldean numerology, you're 58, which is about you. You've reinvented yourself twice now in your life. Is this correct up to this point?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And who has the addiction in the family background? Is it your husband or you?
Neither of us have addictions.
Would there be alcoholism? Not you or your husband, but background, like parents, grandparents.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's okay. Just to
I know
yes,
he has.
You don't
want
to
in his
out yourself
family
on the radio.
Some alcoholism.
Okay, because why I'm telling you this is that you're here to heal your family story. So whatever that means, and again, I'm reading you from your birth name, right? So that through marriage, I believe this is about reshaping your life through a marriage, right? So this would maybe, this is your first marriage or second marriage?
First marriage.
Okay. So you would have two experiences within this marriage. So you would move to a large, you would either change careers, drastically change careers during the time you're married to this man, or he would do the same thing. There'd be a big change that would bring the two of you into a really healed kind of environment where your stories, that the narrative of your families would change through you guys. Does that mean anything to you at all?
Yeah. I mean, I've already gone through a huge change. I was in web development for years, so now being a clinical hypnotherapist and doing the radio show, and we moved across the country.
Country,
as
okay.
Well.
So, not only that, though, this year you're giving birth. So I'm going to say that you're going to, this is a great year for you to do some creative, do some creative projects outside of this radio show, and your practice. I believe you're either going to write a book, create some audio programs, do something that's going to reach the public in terms of a product. If now, even at the same time, you could easily get a dog or have a baby. Okay, so all at once, right? So it's all about giving birth this year.
Beautiful.
So, yeah. So
thank
if you don't want
you.
A baby,
beautiful.
Make sure he wears his little hat. Okay, so whatever.
That's right. Yeah, we've got three. I think he's done.
He's done with the babies. So this is really about giving birth this year, and this past year would have been coming to really accept your creativity in the area that you've chosen. So I think part of, I don't know how long you've had your radio show, but I feel last year, 2010, would have been a wake-up year for you. The year before that would have been like, I'm grounded now, I think I can do this, you know, I'm going to get a degree, I'm going to do something, and then last year it was like, okay, now what, right? Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Only
this
started
year?
The radio show in October.
Okay, perfect. So let me tell you, get ready for liftoff, because whatever the support that you're having is excellent. You're going to be steered in a terrific direction. I really get the East Coast is going to love you. You're very humble, et cetera. But it is, don't be afraid. I guess my message to you is do not be afraid to stick out a little bit. You know, because it's weird that you have a radio show because I feel you hiding, right?
Right.
Yeah. But my point is that you can't. It's too late now. And I think that people are going to fall in love with you, too. That's the other thing, is that you really have this energy. I decided to pull some oracle cards for you. I chose the queen, which means women love you. And they trust you. So, and there really is a desire, a complete desire on your part to really serve. And that's what comes through, is your authenticity and your kindness. And you're really a no BS girl either. So you're very, you know, you really, really care about people. Am I telling you the truth about you?
Yeah, you're telling the truth, absolutely, on so many levels.
So the only thing is you have to be careful with your weight. I'm going to say that you are a person who feels too much. Is that correct? Have you gone up and down in your weight, a bit like a yo-yo?
Yes, and I've lost 52 pounds in the
Yay!
Last year.
Yay! excellent. I know I lost 85, and then I'm, you know, I always waver a bit when I've been in New York doing publicity for my new book, and all nervous asking for help because I hate asking for help, and I've been having anxiety.
I'm the same way.
And, you know, and I have not changed my food at all, and I think I put on 6 or 7 pounds. It's been hilarious. I just finished a class on weight loss for people who feel too much, and I'm serious. I'm all blowed up. It's hilarious. But anyway, so yes, so that makes sense then. You've gone up and down, which is great. So you're on the down, which is beautiful. And as long as you stay authentic yourself and really, really do what your heart calls you to do, because I really think you are doing that now, but watch the fear of being too known. It's weird. Like, you have a radio show, but I get that you're kind of, I don't know, like, you don't really want to be that known, and yet you're on the radio.
I know. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah.
And in you're fact, really getting outed now on your show.
You were supposed to be on the show a few weeks ago, and then there was a scheduling mishap there. And just prior to that, a few people said to me, you know, Candace, why don't you ever talk about your stuff? Why don't you ever talk about you on the show and what you do? And I said, well, I don't know, what would I say? And then the scheduling mishap happened, and I ended up doing that whole show and talking about my hypnotherapy and talking about weight loss and all of that.
Oh, so weight loss! Oh my God! And how great is that?
Yeah,
like, you had to tell your story.
I had to tell it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. You know, your whole life path, from what I'm seeing in here, is about message to the public. It is about bringing. It is about influencing. You know, you have it's a magical number. It's a 13 in Chaldean numerology that represents a power to influence, right? And it sometimes people think 13 is an unlucky number, but it's actually an incredible number. It's about transformation. It's the death card. So it is your role in the world to change the narrative, not only of your own families, you and your husband, and like teaching your kids to be the new kind of people, right? But also to give birth to a new person through your work, which is to really help transform the shadow again, right? Really comfortable way for people that's safe. And it's all about safety too. Also very interesting that you're really helping people feel safe.
Beautiful. No, that's resonating. Totally resonating. Thank you so much, Colette. I wasn't expecting that. So that was perfect present.
You know what though too? I mean, I know you're a little bit like this. You know, there's this, maybe it's because we're Canadian, I don't know, but it's like, you know, I have a big personality, so I'm very comfortable being on stage, but I'm not comfortable receiving as much, right? So there's a bit of a, you know, I've had a lot more time to get used to being in the public eye. Like, but for example, this week we sent out all these email blasts, and I've already been vomiting, like, oh my God, what if no one will, but you know, I don't want to ask people to buy my books, like, what if that's terrible? We had one complaint, and I mean, like, oh my God, I'm really sorry we asked you to buy a book. It's just stupid. It's like, but it's a funny thing that, you know, we really, when you're really, I'm led like you are to heal others. I'm really led to help transform them, but I forget that it's like, I don't know. You know, it's that whole thing about being public and then asking for help or putting yourself in a position where, you know, the spotlight is on you by choice or in my case, because of you. I mean, for your case, because I didn't show up, you had to do the whole show by yourself. So it's
but
funny.
But it worked the way it was supposed to work. That was meant to happen, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And everybody loved you. Right? Everybody loved it. The same here. Like,
everyone's going, where's Colette? How come this girl's talking about weight loss? Do I need to lose weight?
But there you go, right? We talk about what we are. How we can help people is through our personal experience, right? You know, it's like, right. I've been over 200 pounds, 219 pounds. I was over size 20, so I know I was way over that, but you know, and now I'm about a size 8 to 10. That is part of the spiritual experience, about having to be shot down or feel powerless and then find a way where we can love ourselves anyway. And it doesn't matter. We don't have to have been overweight like you and I have been. It can hit us in many ways, you know, whether our personal relationship to our job, like we may feel like if we're not, you know, we don't have a degree or something, we're not good enough. Or we all do that to ourselves. It's just our way was just very specific.
Yeah, we're very hard on ourselves, and that's what I really love again about your book, The Map, and, you know, letting people face that goblin and see that, you know, they can communicate with it and they can get past this issue. They can get past that shadow.
And loving it too. And that's the other thing. What we want to disown, we cannot get rid of. We can't get rid of it. We cannot disown our goblin. We have to learn to make peace with the part of ourselves that is the ugliest. We need to look it square in the face and have compassion, because if we are acting out in rage and anger and fear and resentment or whatever, we are hurting ourselves.
We are.
Sorry
there, Colette. We're just going to go to a quick break. Thank you so much for that reading.
You're
that was
welcome.
Really special. You are all listening to Everyday Miracles. We are going to a break, and in the next segment, we are taking your calls. I promise we have a caller on the line waiting. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
We're back. This is Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McClain, and I'm so thrilled to have Colette Baron-Reed here with us today, intuitive counselor and transformative teacher. And we are going to go to the phone lines because I've been promising all along. And we have Jennifer from Canada on the line. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hey, Jennifer. Hello, Colette. Happy birthday, Candy.
Thank you.
Yes. How are you, ladies?
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Do you have a question for Colette?
I sure do. Colette, thank you very much for taking my call. I saw you first, and Vegas 3 years ago, and I can do it, and you were quite amazing. I'm hoping that you can help me out. I've been having some major health issues over the last 5 years.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? Because I actually pulled a card for you. Just, you know, it helped me focus, my own card.
Sure.
I think this is actually, okay, this is going to be interesting. So I'm going to go backwards in time, right? So would it be true that you have a really hard time asking for help?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so this is what's really interesting. I'm getting a story or a narrative that you picked up when you were really little. And I don't know, it really feels like you were elevated to an adult before you should have been in your family of origin. Does that make sense to you at all?
Sure does.
Yeah, so you had to look after the parents even in a way emotional. Like there was like an emotional elevation you missed out on your childhood. So you grew up believing that you had to do everything. Even if it wasn't true, there was a story inside of you that you had to earn love, you had to earn safety, you had to earn these things. And so consequently, when you hit your, 30s, I think? Is this, how old are you, around 42, or are you older?
No, I'm 38.
You're 38, okay, close enough. Okay, so probably at around 32 or 33, when you really want to step out and be independent, really, and have a life and whatever, instead of being able to say, I need help or I could share it, you will get sick so that you're forced to ask for help. So it's like, if you're sick, then you don't, then you have an excuse somehow, like that, you know, and it's not conscious at all. I really do get that your body is giving you a great signal and a great sign, because it feels almost like you have Epstein-Barr, but you don't, or like an MS, but it isn't. It's like nobody knows what's wrong with you. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I can tell you the story, because the story for me is that your subconscious is so geared to feeling that you have to hold the world up like Atlas and spin it, otherwise it might fall apart, that it's preventing you from really being fully engaged and independent from your family and independent. Like, it's like you have to give yourself permission to have your own life. Does this mean anything?
Yeah, it sure does. And even my own life, it feels like that's the same story.
Exactly.
But I seem to be repeating that with my own relationships outside of the family.
So now listen. Okay, so here's the thing. You're on strike now. Okay, so you're not allowed to help anybody right now, okay? You are not everybody's healer. You're allergic to that right now, okay? You are only allowed at the moment, and I believe me, you need to learn how to be selfish and how to receive, and that's your homework when you hang up the phone, okay? So I need to be selfish, and I need to learn to receive, and you need a balance because your power keeps going out, and you don't have to earn anything. You don't have to earn somebody caring for you. You know, and I bet you any money that the people around you will care for you anyway. It's just that you believe it. So remember I said before, the environment of our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs creates a landscape. So what I want you to try to do when we hang up is to imagine that landscape of what it would feel like for you to not have that burden. What would it feel like for you to be alive and sparkling? What would that feel like for you to just stand beside somebody who cares for you just because? Those are the kind of things that you can create, allow your imagination to create the environments for until you get used to them, because you want that experience, but you're terrified.
You're right, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Don't call the show unless you want to totally know all the things. Swami in New York is here. I just thought I'd lighten it up a little bit because I think I really nailed it, and I know
You really nailed it, and I mean, they've been searching for years. I've gained probably 55 pounds in the last 5 years, 6 years.
And let me ask you another question about that. You're in a relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, and you've been in this relationship while you've been gaining weight, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, okay, this is... Okay, so hopefully he's not listening, okay, to the show. Like, I hope he's outside busy. Here's the thing.
Oh, yeah,
you're
trying to he's not here. Yeah.
You are protecting yourself from the intimacy of the relationship. It's scaring you. It's frightening you. You feel threatened by intimacy, and that's why you have gained so much weight. So learning to set boundaries without having that anxiety of, like, I need my own life, it's like your weight is a way for you to in a way, force them to prove himself, or force, you know, to prove himself like, you really love me, even though I'm fat. I hate to say the word, but that is really what we do to ourselves. You know, or it's like, you know, why am I feeling like this? This is your body saying, Or, and again, I don't want to jump to a conclusion right now because it's not fair. But you know, it's a question you have to ask yourself. Like, I don't love myself right now, which is the truth. You've gotten tired. You've gained weight. Your hormones are probably off too. But that said, if the doctors can't find out, this is definitely, definitely metaphysical. It's metaphysical.
Yes, and it's not only the fact that I've gained weight. I have thrown all my hormones and all my levels off. So where a normal woman has an iron level of 158, my iron levels was at a 2, and we've actually been able to elevate it to an 8. And
by the way, celebrating the iron stuff, just FYI, interesting that it's that. In the old Celtic traditions, iron protected against the fairies who would take away your power. That's what the element iron meant, right? So that you'll notice in any of the fairy tales that if you wore an iron ring, the fairies couldn't steal you, right? The fairies couldn't take away your power. So it's interesting that you are leaking power out of your blood. Your life force energy has no iron. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So again, let's imagine, first of all, you should take something called Floradix. Floradix is a non-constipating iron supplement because obviously you're not going to be able to go to the bathroom if you're taking all this iron supplements either, which is going to make you want to eat compulsively, et cetera, et cetera. I know the whole nine yards. So you might want to talk to your nutritionist or your doctor about Floradix, and you really should take a look at your relationship.
Okay.
And how you give away everything, and now you have nothing. And I bet you they'd be happy to share, right? You have set up even your partner to expect these things. So it's really about unraveling it. But I have 1,000% faith in you that you can overcome this.
Thank you,
1,000%. I believe it. And I think just even this conversation is part of your healing, is to give yourself permission.
Thank you so much for giving me some insight. And you've hit everything right on the head. And I can't wait to read the map. And I definitely will be picturing the landscape. And I appreciate your help with this.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you again, Colette. Bye,
Bye.
Lady.
Thank you. Well, that was great.
I'm on a roll.
That was really neat. Yeah, really neat. And we all need to learn sometimes to be just a little bit more selfish, don't we?
Well, listen, I understand. I mean, I've been through absolutely, I mean, look at how I've been through. I mean, you know, if people don't know about me and they read the preface and the introduction to the book, they'll read my story. I mean, I'm a gang rape survivor. I'm a recovered bulimic. I'm a recovered anorexic. I'm a recovered alcoholic and drug addict 25 years clean and sober. I've been fat, and I've been skinny. I mean, I've tried to kill myself. I've had chronic depression, and I'm here to tell you that, you know, that we don't have to be a victim of it, but we have to go through it. And I had to go through these things and with compassion and find that compassion. I know exactly how that feels like, you know, and I've seen it in clients. I've read over 33,000 clients now in the past 22 years. So I have seen this. I know what it is. You know, I know.
And you're an inspiration for all that you've been through and where you've gotten to today and how you're helping others transform their lives now as a result.
Well, and I still need help too. You know what I'm saying? It's not, I do want to bring up your website because you have some amazing information on there.
Hmm? And your website is www.ColetteBaronReed.com. And I know
themaplaunch.com.
What's that?
Themaplaunch.com. T-H-E-MAP, M-A-P, launch, L-A-U-N-C-H.com. Themaplaunch.com. If you want to know about the book, you want to win an iPad, win a day with me, you go on that website.
Fabulous. Well, we're all out of time.
Thank you.
Colette, thank you so much for being on the show. And one lucky person gets to win this beautiful book. You can email me info@CandaceMcLean.com, CandaceMcLean.com. Thank you, Colette. It was fabulous having you here. Thank you for the reading. Thank you for being you.
Happy birthday, honey.
And so have so much success with that book. I know that
Thank
you will.
You.
It's going to change lives. And thank you to all of you for tuning in to another Everyday Miracles. Have an amazing week. We'll see you back here next week. Take care now.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.